Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Shift with CJ podcast. Today we're diving into a topic that's especially relevant for those of us who spend a lot of time sitting at our desks, how to break free from sedentary habits with the help of a walking pad. This is one of my favorite biohacks. So enjoy the show. An alarming number of people, especially office workers, lead sedentary lifestyles. If you work a desk job, chances are most of your day is spent sitting down, which can negatively impact your health. But don't worry, there are ways to counteract this. Let's talk about one of the simplest and most effective solutions: standing desks and walking pads. Guys, so many times people ask me, how much do you work out? And I always say, I might not work out formally, but I'm moving all day. I spend most of my time standing, and I also have a treadmill under my desk. Since I got the treadmill, my focus and productivity have boosted so much. Now I can do 4 to 6 kilometers per day without even trying. I also take regular walks. This is a great biohack for everyone. I also work out and train jiu-jitsu 5 days a week. Sitting for long periods has become the norm for many societies, but our bodies are not designed to remain stationary for so long. A study published in Diabetologia shows that sitting for prolonged periods is associated with a 90% increased risk of cardiovascular mortality, a 112% increased risk of diabetes, and a 49% increased risk of all-cause mortality. Beyond the increased risk of diseases, sitting for long periods can lead to aches and pains. According to UCLA Health, sitting for prolonged periods can be a major cause of back pain, increase stress on the back, neck, arms, and legs, and can add tremendous pressure to the back muscles and spinal discs. Poor sitting posture and workplace ergonomics can damage spinal structures and contribute to recurrent episodes of neck or back pain. If you're an office worker pressed for time, there is a relatively new health trend, which is the walking pad. These can encourage you to move your body more while working. During the pandemic, more employees worked from home, which led to decreased physical activity. With the introduction of walking pads, also called treadmill desks, the negative effects of sitting can be offset. For example, computer programmer Kenneth Lukesko, mentioned in a Time article, logs anywhere between 15,000 and 25,000 steps throughout his workday using a walking pad. He credits it for helping him lose weight and even inspired him to go to the gym and start walking outside. So what does scientific research say about walking pads? A meta-analysis published in British Medical Journal Public Health reviewed 13 studies with a total of 351 participants. It noted that energy expenditure significantly increased among walking pad users compared to those who were just sitting. Overall, sitting time was reduced as well. Another study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that walking while working 2 to 3 hours a day can induce a weight loss of 20 to 30 kilograms within a year. Walking pads can also boost productivity. It's no surprise that exercise improves cognitive function. A study published in Comprehensive Physiology states that aerobic fitness spares age-related loss of brain tissue and enhances functional aspects of higher-order regions involved in cognition. More active or higher-fit individuals can allocate greater attentional resources and process information more quickly. So, this is a quick way to get smarter without the nootropics and expensive supplements. How does exercise boost cognitive function? A study published in Frontiers in Psychology noted that exercise induces positive structural changes in your brain, partly through epigenetics, how cells control gene activity without changing the DNA sequence. Exercise tells your body what genes to turn on or off, resulting in better cognitive health. Another study observed that increased physical activity is related to higher gray matter volume in the prefrontal cortex and hippocampus of the brain, which may prevent cognitive impairment. For those unfamiliar with gray matter, it's a specific tissue found in your brain and spinal cord containing a high concentration of neuronal cell bodies. It controls diverse functions such as memory, emotions, and movement. While the benefits of a walking pad are awesome, it must be properly installed to maximize its benefits. According to certified professional ergonomist James Redthuber, centering your desk to accommodate the walking pad is important. Your keyboard should be high enough that your elbows are flexed at slightly below 90 degrees. Frequently used items should be within reaching distance, and your monitor should be at eye level. Walking while working can take some getting used to. Start at lower speeds to see how your body reacts. Walk for 5 minutes here and there to gauge which tasks can be done while walking and which ones require you to sit down. Also, keep etiquette in mind, especially when on video conferences, as the movement can cause motion sickness for your colleagues. Now that you're familiar with the basics, what product do you buy? Consider these factors: weight, capacity and width, functionality, and other features like step counting and syncing with fitness apps. Remember, it's important to choose a walking pad that suits your needs and ensures a comfortable, productive work environment. I got mine off Amazon in Dubai. While a walking pad is far better than simply sitting at your desk, it cannot replace the benefits of walking and spending time in nature. I encourage you to walk outdoors during solar noon to optimize your vitamin D levels and benefit from the near infrared rays from the sun, which can increase your cellular energy production and decrease your risk of infections. Indeed, Mother Nature can help you stay in shape. A study published in Scientific Reports noted that participants who spent 120 minutes per week or more outdoors were 59% more likely to report good health and 23% more likely to report better well-being compared to those who reported spending no time in nature. Walking at a moderate intensity during solar noon provides a multitude of health benefits, especially improved cardiorespiratory fitness, muscular strength, and body composition. Now, if you are in Dubai in the summers, as it is right now while I'm recording this episode for you, it's difficult to walk in the afternoon. I usually walk early mornings or late afternoon. As someone who loves staying active and healthy, I hope today's episode has given you some valuable insights into the benefits of using a walking pad and incorporating more movement into your day. Remember, small changes can make a big difference in your overall health and productivity. Thanks for tuning into the Shift with CJ podcast. Until next time, stay active and take care of your health.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.